This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a conversation with reggae archivist Roger Steffens on one of the world's largest collections of Bob Marley memorabilia and music. First, last night in the State of the Union, President Bush acknowledged the bravery of Iraqis who risked their lives going to the polls to vote on Sunday.
In any nation, casting your vote is an act of civic responsibility. For millions of Iraqis, it was also an act of personal courage, and they have earned the respect of us all.
Not every Iraqi voted, of course. Shiites far outnumbered Sunnis at the polls, and many Shiites fell victim to that day's insurgent attacks. New York Times correspondent Ed Wong wrote from Najaf, Iraq, about how many Shiites were mourning those killed at the poll sites on Sunday and how these dead are now viewed as martyrs.
The sense of martyrdom is very strong. In a way, much of the Shiite belief system is founded on that belief.
Your article describes a man who died while bringing tea to election workers. Tell us about that, if you can. The scene as his family prepared him for burial, what did they have to say about him?
The man was named Song Yakubi, and basically his family described him to me as a poor fish seller who ran a shop in Baghdad. And Mr. Yakubi was very much excited about the chance to vote. He even went out and got a new robe made so that he could wear it the day of the elections. He was a bit overwhelmed, from what his family says, by the spirit of the electoral workers. He went home, made some tea for them, brought the tea back. He was leaving. That was when a suicide bomber detonated himself. Mr. Yakubi was killed in that explosion, and some other people might have been killed also. A lot of the people who were killed that day who were Shiites are now being viewed as martyrs, and Mr. Yakubi is being hailed as a martyr by his family and by his friends. The explosion took place in Baghdad, and then 2 days later, the family drove down to Najaf. A cleric there said prayers over Mr. Yakubi's body. Then the family marched the body back to the cemetery, and then they put Mr. Yakubi into the earth here.
Ed, what struck us about this was that the cemetery where this is taking place is where the followers of the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, just back in August, were in this entrenched battle against American troops and were calling on their followers to accept martyrdom then, and that meant killing Americans. And now people are talking about martyrs who voted in the elections the Americans were pushing and defending.
That's right. Throughout this entire two-year war, there's been a lot of strange disconnects. And now a lot of the Iraqis who supported the elections say that those who took part in the elections are martyrs, including Muqtada's followers, because a lot of them were very keen on the elections. There were celebrations in Sadr City, in Baghdad. But they see it not so much as an American enterprise, these elections, but they see it as more of a chance for the Shiites to get legitimate power in the country, and that includes Mr. Yakubi. One of his neighbors whom I spoke with said that they wanted to take charge of their own destiny.
If the language of the Iraqis is changing so that martyrdom comes to be associated with pro-government policies and ideas, that would seem to me to be a pretty important development.
Well, I think it all depends. For example, followers of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who claims to be behind many of the most spectacular attacks, and his followers would say it's not voting that's martyrdom, it's sacrificing yourself in the fight against Americans. There is this sort of divide between certain groups of Iraqis.
I recognize that the insurgents wouldn't agree that these people are martyrs, but if the culture as a whole thinks that people who support the government are martyred, that would be a pretty important fundamental understanding for the culture, I would think.
When you talk to people who support the Iraqi police, they say that those policemen who die at the hands of suicide bombers or guerrillas ambushing them on the roads, that they died for a just and a heroic cause, especially if the police are Shiites and you talk to other Shiites who are talking about the victims. So yes, it's not just voters who are now being looked at as martyrs.
Edward Wong, a correspondent for the New York Times in Najaf, Iraq this week. Ed, thanks for being with us on Day to Day.
Thanks a lot, Alex.